And we're right back to you saying, oh no, I better hear it live, Hannah. I better hear it as we start the actual show. Oh no. Yeah. She was promoted and demoted in the span of 5 seconds. She was supposed to edit all these videos for me. She never did. She's never sent me timestamps for all the videos she was supposed to send me timestamps for.
I have to listen
so I could get paid.
To each episode and write down.
I'm sorry.
You have a timestamp.
I'm sorry that you need to spend your days off just drinking like 80 grams worth of sugar to stop your little diabetic chipmunk heart and not doing anything productive for your pal. And dare I say, best friend ever. This guy right here. This beautiful face right here. Sam. I'm riding high with Sam now. Look at that face.
Yeah.
Look at that face.
Look at this face.
You don't have S on that face. Look at it.
It's kind of close.
Look at that smile. He's like Dennis the Menace and John Gruden all in one. He's all I need.
I look like that episode when Niles and Maris confronted Maris's mother, and she told her mother about all the time that Niles and she would have sex, and he just had that creepy smile.
When I was a kid and I didn't realize that Niles was like flamingly gay.
Oh yeah.
I'll be honest, there's something about like just a really, really gay dude. I can't abide when they play straight. Like, I'm fine. I don't want them, like, shoved out of Hollywood or, like, they just have to do gay stuff or whatever. But it's, like, the one bit of acting.
Neil
like,
Patrick Harris in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, like, I can't process that. Like, okay. I'm thinking Zachary Quinto was straight in something.
Heroes.
Yeah, there
you go.
Most
things, I think.
Yeah, and you see him actually kiss. Like, it's cool, like, if... he's on the surface of Mars. I'm like, yeah, of course he's an astronaut and or alien, whatever the role might be. But you see him actually kiss a woman. I'm like,
He played Spock. Like,
yes, exactly.
He's a different alien. Would you give him a pass on that?
No. I still want him to be gay Spock.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I want him like Kirk. Like, his top to get ripped in combat, and this Spock, like, his little ears get, like, harder and bigger or something like that. Like, him with, because I love Zoe Saldana. Mm. Like, seeing him, like, kiss her, and that's the secret that he's putting stones to Uhura. Like, that, I'm not.
You felt like the alien was more of a mask for the uncomfortableness of him just dealing with a straight woman trying to kiss her.
Yeah, like that was the biggest war inside him, not like him trying to suppress his passionate human side, but him trying to hold in his vomit as he
just
kissed a woman's
like,
lips. Yeah, like
can
like,
you imagine being Zoe Saldana and just someone being like, nah, like that would kind of mess with my ego a bit.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. Just to be like, if I was her and a guy was like, you know what, not even.
But he's gay as all hell.
He's super gay.
Yeah.
It's like Matt Boomer in that like white collar show. He's like seducing a woman. I'm like, no, you're not.
That's exactly
yeah.
how I feel.
Yeah. I'm like,
And like, I don't want gay dudes drubbed out of Hollywood. For God's sake, that's like one of three cities they've got. But I am just a little taken out of the moment. More so than seeing them like. I could watch Charles Barkley play a goddamn Harvard professor, and I'd be like, ah, look at the round bounder of rebound. He's doing his thing, man. But God forbid I see, like, a gay dude kiss a woman, and I'm supposed to believe there's any sort of passion. Like, I cannot help but hear their mental ew as they do it.
It used to be, what is it, the gay for pay thing?
Yes.
I'm like, that would, I don't know why.
It's how we fund the show,
everyone.
Because you haven't helped me find timestamps so I can get info to the advertisers who will cough up. So that is what I have
I
to
do.
Have
a notepad
I have to whore out Sam. I have to pimp out
Wait,
Sam,
I
who's
can?
Gay for pay.
Am I unfamiliar with these gay or lesbian advertisers that I can't subscribe to?
I'm just talking. I've been watching a lot of The Deuce on HBO.
Oh,
and so
yes.
Everything's pimps and hoes in this brain right now. Just everyone is trick or be tricked, man. Not talking Halloween. So if you're listening to the show, you've already found it. You know, probably everyone who's here. I'm John Papagiorgio. This is the show I've done for a decade plus now. To my left, you have to be stage right, I guess. We have Sam. And Sam, he works at Fairfax Public Access.
I do, yeah.
And he, I don't know, I've been friends with him for a while now here. And he's good people. And he, along with Hannah.
Hey.
Let's just call, for the sake of anonymity, we'll call her last name Disappointment. Hannah Disappointment Who, you know, doesn't do what I ask when I ask, but
it's a Dutch-Irish name.
Yes. Disappointment. Disappointment Hannah is over here, and I called the two of them a couple nights ago, and they were, I thought, drunk, but I'm old and innocent. You were drunk. Never mind. Sam's indicating with his eyes. You were very drunk on something that might be
30 pieces of Popeye's chicken
and whiskey
and a biscuit.
All right, cool. So you were drunk. You were not full of things that are legal in D.C. and Maryland, but not Virginia.
Just the one biscuit, though.
Like, the one biscuit, because it was during the week.
We had like a 10-piece chicken box, and Popeye's was one biscuit is suffice.
We hung out with a friend, and he just got like blackout drunk, woke up, it was like, I'm hungry, and ordered from his phone. And then fell back asleep. And then, like, woke up when his phone called. And he, like, waved the people down. We're like, what did you get? He's like, I got Popeye. So he had, like, a drum of iced tea, 30 pieces of chicken, and one biscuit because he's a psychopath that we all share.
That is a horrible ratio. So you cut this thing up.
No, I just ripped it with my hands. We were the kids in Aladdin.
I was going to say, like, I'm trying to remember, it was a Disney interpretation of, I think, a Christmas Carol. And, yeah, like, there was Big Mickey as Bob Cratchit. Because that's the poor dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Scrooge is the rich one, yeah. And then Tiny Tim, is that his, like, little crippled boy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's Baby Mickey. And I remember them, like, slicing one bean for dinner.
No,
like,
that was the giant one.
Yeah,
I have a autistic-esque memory of these kind of things.
My favorite representation of a Christmas Carol is Muppet's Christmas Carol.
That is true.
Is that the only way to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
I know nothing of the Muppets outside of Muppet Babies.
Oh, man.
My parents were not drug users, so I was not exposed to the Muppets, because that's...
I would put Fraggle Rock is more druggish than
I feel like Muppets was to get me away from the drug use.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I don't know if they were open about that, but God, look at what the... They were either creative and gifted, which I refuse to believe anyone is, or they're just really high on drugs, and I will believe that.
I can believe both.
There's a lot of people high on drugs. That doesn't mean they're creative, though.
That is true. But you guys were really drunk, not high on drugs, because this place might piss test. And you both watched Apostle.
Oh, yes.
The horror offering from Netflix.
Yes.
And
we told you to watch it.
You challenged me to do it. And then you're like, let's then have a show where we will discuss Apostle. And I was like, you know what? For once in my goddamn life, I am going to... A, take advice. B, have some sort of theme to a show. And C, actually address that theme in the first 5 or so minutes of the show. Then we can move past it.
Gotcha.
Then we're done.
Gotcha.
Then we can have whatever kind of show you want. We can debate all sorts of Disney beans, whether or not Hannah is horrible for not helping me for free all the time.
At least get, like, horrible Hannah. That's alliteration.
Horrible. Okay. You know what? You know what?
Horrible Hannah disappointment.
Thank you. You got it. You got it.
It's my maiden name.
Yes. Simultaneous Sam. Right there. Because we think the same stuff, same time. Not because we come together. That would be weird. That would be odd. We didn't find each other via Reddit, J-O Bros, or anything like that. We just work here. All right. So I watched Apostle. I'm going to summarize it fairly quickly. You guys add to this, and then we'll discuss what we liked, what we didn't like, and then... We can have some callers join in. I'll give the number, and then no one will call in, and it'll be great, because then we can move to other stuff. So the film depicts a man whose sister has been held for ransom by a cult, like on an island. Am I correct thus far?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy goes undercover to this island, pretends he's part of the cult, and like learns the island's secrets and the deity that they worship on this island. And he becomes entwined with the lives of the people on the island because obviously he's young and like good enough looking that like there's got to be like some hot cultist/cultist daughter that he wants to knock boots with. And then spoilers coming up. If you don't want this movie spoiled, just shut off the episode. Shut it off for a variety of reasons. You've already heard all the good parts. But if you want to stick with it, we're going to talk spoilers. He eventually rescues his sister and I don't want to say if he escapes or not. That would be too big a spoiler. But you've been given the basic arc. He joins this weird world. I should say it's like 1905, I believe it's set.
That's the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But back then, I guess, fashion didn't change all that much, and there wasn't a huge difference in technology. So I felt I was watching like a knockoff of The Witch, if you've ever seen that. Like, they were all wearing the same ugly burlap, and it was like,
that's like cult attire, though. Like, you got to have that ugly burlap. Also, this could just be like modern day Wales. Like, there's a lot of random islands and not a lot of people there. So this island could be set in
It was some chunk of Wales, which I just know is near or on Britain. That general bar. Well, like, where the English.
It's on the main island. It's not on Ireland.
Okay, yeah. They view everyone else around them as, like, second-class citizens and somehow have such a keen eye for racism. Like, that's how racist the British can be. They're like, oh, the dirty Irish. You know, like, they can pick those guys off. Like, say what you want about America, but at least, like, our white people have kind of lumped together to be racist against people who are very different visually. We aren't able... We don't just heap it upon, like... Like, I feel like in the 1700s, they would see, like, an Irish or a Scotsman or, like, again, someone who's Welsh and be able to pick them off at 100 yards. If you were like, so how do you feel about racial equality between you and the blacks? They would be like... My God, are you kidding me?
That's what I always have to try to like explain. I'm like, white people don't have the kindred that like other minorities would have in America. Like, if I see another like ginger, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking fight you. There's no, we don't have any.
Yeah, it's one per
fight.
Room.
Yeah, we gotta fight. Number one and two. I was like, I have no feelings of solidarity in anything involving like not my like immediate family.
I don't feel kinship with anyone, but yeah, I straddled two worlds. I had a very white school as a kid, and then on Sundays I would go to my horrifically ethnic church. Like, everyone in my church looked like footage of people who are marching away from some sort of war or starvation, you know.
And I just saw like a friends of ours are Greek back home, and they had a wedding, and I'm like, ooh, that's a long ceremony. Ooh,
it's horrible. Everything nothing in my religion was in a language I understood, because my parents tried to teach me Greek once and I was like, oh, I'm not having that. And they're like, cool, we want to watch some football ourselves, so the hell with this. And away went the Greek children's books, and that was that. I mean, I was able to really call some shots. When it came to any actual effort on my parents' part, if I was like, no, we're not going through with this, 9 times out of 10, they're like, we didn't want to either, dude. So there you go.
You would not do well in a cult environment then.
I don't like being told.
I don't think you're like a team player.
No.
I think you would like wearing the burlap sacks, though. Like,
as long as they breathe, because I do have chubby thighs, but they are the foe of friction. So the burlap might not work. I might burn out the crotch on those bastards 2 weeks in. So what do we want to talk about, Apostle? Because you guys seemed really fired up about it, but that might have been the Popeyes talking when I called. I watched it. My first take, to be honest, it was okay. More than anything, I was impressed that Netflix just has like FU money at this point. Like,
oh yeah.
Say what you will about that film, it clearly had a budget of like several million. There was good camera work, and it was like 2 hours long, and I'm an idiot, so I still think of film like made with actual film, and I'm like, you pay by the foot for that stuff, man. You know, it isn't just on some goddamn hard drive. I didn't know much of the cast. I was saddened that it's a horror film without breasts, but I guess Witch didn't have boobs.
You have to wait till the end, though.
Were there bosoms?
Yeah, there's multiple witch titties, like, just out and about.
Oh, that's right, the very end of Witch, yeah. But they're all, like, disheveled witch. No, they weren't, that's true.
Way too more distracted by the booty in front of me.
There was a butt.
Yeah.
There was a butt.
That was, like, there's a butt, like, the camera was focused on the butt, but, like, in the background, in the firelight, it was, like, moves. Witch titties.
Oh, yeah, the very end of Witch, yeah. I mean,
like a little like cornucopia of nudity at the end.
Yeah, you got a little payoff. You get no such payoff in Apostle. Like, there's no nudity throughout this, which I'm sorry. Like, I feel as a horror film, you kind of either you have to be like an all timer, like an exorcist, or give us a damn nipple.
I'm thinking if this was like an island.
We just saw Halloween.
We did see Halloween. And
there like was the new
there
one.
Wasn't,
that
nah,
one.
There wasn't any. No.
So Jamie Curtis didn't like redo her Trading Places scene where she pulls off the wig and is just feeling her gigantic breasts.
Eddie Murphy plays Michael Myers in this movie.
It's nice. Yeah, he fakes having no legs like he's going around on that cart while he's kneeling.
The fact that it was set in Wales, I don't think you can be wearing anything but full like robes, basically.
18 garments.
And miserable.
Just garments on garments.
Like,
yeah.
It takes 10 hours to go to the bathroom.
It's that interlocking piece of armor philosophy that they've taken with them from the olden times. And they've applied to just garbs of any sort. So I thought it was okay. I think it got the green light because it looked a lot like Witch. I think they didn't... The cast was perfectly serviceable. But, like, I always get pissed when the ginger... is just like a dyed ginger, like, because isn't that blackface? Let's call it what it is.
I wouldn't call it, I would call it just a lie.
Fair haired maiden of the West. Go to this cult, we have hot bitches.
I feel that there's
that
two...
don't get naked during the course of the
well,
taping of this
film. There's like two really hot natural gingers in Hollywood. You have the Bryce Dallas Howard. And then you've got, is it Brandi Chastain?
Jessica Chastain.
Well, the UK
so if you can't hire Amy Adams, you get Jessica Chastain.
I think they both blow Amy Adams away.
If you can't hire Jessica Chastain, you get Bryce Dallas Howard.
Amy Adams as the hot purse salesman in The Office was a long time ago. I'm not trying to be a dick.
It was a long time ago.
I would still Amy Adams in a heartbeat. Was never my cup of tea. You can tell how much I care about non-pornographic actresses in terms of like being obsessed with them. Couldn't even get her name right. I think Jessica Chastain, like one of the hottest women in Hollywood.
I think she'd be fine, but also she's like, man, I can't wait to play an alcoholic with a history of sexual abuse in this other
whatever. I've seen too many movies of her where she just seems so high maintenance. I feel like that transfers to her actual person.
Are we talking Jessica or Amy or what?
Jessica Chastain.
Okay.
Everything she's in is such a bummer. There's never just a part where she's like, I met with my friend and we got lunch and then I went home.
There's some movie where she's a stripper because I've done seen boobies. Like, you can just Google Jessica Chastain nude and you won't come up with the creepy photoshops where it's like her head.
Oh, that was just such a nostalgic moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people do that to this day. Like, if you look up Taylor Swift nude, like, three pics down, it's like Taylor Swift's face.
Have nothing better to do.
Yeah, it's just T. Swift's face on a scene from Black.com. You're like, well, I don't think this passes mustard. Call me incredulous. You know, maybe I dare not dream. Maybe I'm not Don Quixote. But people still do that all the time. You can put up any celeb nude, and there's just a ton. Even the ones that have
just
real
feel
nude.
Like
those, like, deep fakes. You get the moving.
They're not that deep.
The people
these
that make
are, like,
those
deep fakes.
The people that make this must have some sort of sixth sense for whenever a 13-year-old believes that to be real. Like, when they first they feel it, and they're like, yes.
How would you guys feel if you saw, like, a deep fake of your face, but, like, the body, it's just certainly not you, but if it was, like, a complimentary body, like, all right, like,
yeah,
fine.
No,
like, I'd be okay
you.
With that. Yeah, no, I'd be fine.
I can only imagine my face grafted onto, I'm trying to remember, who
Tom
was
Selleck.
The really fat data-keeping monster from Blade 1? He hit Pearl. That was it. I can imagine my face on the body of Pearl.
Oh, that's like you're going backwards a handful of steps.
Yeah.
Brian Poussin.
Brian Bones. Yeah. No, there was a King of the Hill episode where they all join a firehouse and they then accidentally burn it down, and kind of this Rashomon thing, they do four different points of views, like everyone's memory of stuff. And like we see Dale's point of view and he has a full head of hair, and Boomhauer's point of view and he actually speaks normally and everyone else sounds like Boomhauer. And then we go to Bill's point of view and Bill's fatter and balder. In his point of view, like his memory of things, and then grows balder and fatter, and like he grows like the monster from the end of Akira during his memory. That's my view of myself. Like, I know what I am, but then I take it that much further. So Apostle, 2 hours, I don't even want to say, look, it's Netflix, it's you've paid for it, just roll with it, because Netflix is cranking out a shocking amount of content. Mm-hmm. Like, long gone are the days where you're like, well, this is Netflix's new show for me this month, so I guess I'll watch Kevin Spacey pretend he's married to a woman again. That see that I could take.
Like Netflix has to do it though, because Hulu's on their tail, Amazon's on their tail. Like,
everyone.
Netflix just they're stock
all
is
good,
going
they're
down.
All going to murder each other.
Yeah, and
I think everyone is making
great
content.
I think what's so impressive about Apostle, even though it's on Netflix, is it hits one of those marks where it's a
yeah. What'd you think?
Good horror movie.
Okay, so you thought this was actual high quality.
Yeah, whether or not you know, I'm sure that there's plenty of flaws you can point out, even within the, you know, minute things of storytelling.
Yeah, there's one part where she pulls out an iPhone, and that took me out of the moment.
Hashtag cult.
Yes.
Get me off this island. So, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I've just been delving into horror since I was in middle school, and I've seen so many bottom of the bucket B-list movies.
So that's your thing.
So
you're one
good
of
horror
guys.
Movies, just like, you know, feels like a
you
good
don't
meal.
It. It's like and getting like a good like McDonald's sandwich.
See,
like,
and this is yeah, this is what I don't get about horror people. I said this to Brian Bolte, who did a very undeserved AMA with me yesterday on a podcast episode. I was like, there's three things that I believe just show you're a retard in this world, and that's being into horror, being into heavy metal, and being into wrestling. Like, I fire on one of those cylinders.
I enjoy most of them.
I was going to say, yeah, if you fire on all three cylinders, well, like, legitimately, you should be sterilized by the state.
I think all three are kind of like, you're okay with suspending disbelief in most things. Like, horror's like,
yes.
All right, like, this is kind of fun. Like, I am willingly okay with going into a fictional universe compared to, like, something
You just described drama and comedy in general. You described
yeah.
all non-documentaries.
Well, like, I feel like for, like, something like fantasy, you got to have, like, hard set rules or people are going to be like, actually, if Harry Potter could have a gun, then none of this would. It's like, yeah, no, shut up. Like, it's magic and fantasy. You gotta like have
continue with
that.
This postulated world.
Harry Potter gun with a gun.
Yeah,
everything would be so much.
I'm just picturing Harry Potter on the back of his Nimbus, just two
up.
Guns blazing. Yeah. Just thinking the cover of Commando.
Magnum Patronus
well,
P.I.
Yes. Would he do it as like a detective or would he
You're
like Columbine?
I like it.
Would he like Columbine Hogwarts, do you think? Like just Slytherin House, just go after like.
Yeah, okay. I think that would be Neville. Neville would absolutely Columbine that place up.
No, but he got so hot at the end.
Yeah, he did get hot at the end.
Oh, if you want to know like what a weirdo I am, I've yet to see any of those movies. I've only read the books.
Oh, wow.
And I read the books because I was in Greece for 3 weeks back in 2003. And I was like, I hate being here in this tropic paradise. I need something to. So I hold up in
so
my room.
So you took a fictional book about England
yes.
to negate the Greek.
Yeah. And
what
I
can only imagine is super blue water and beautiful white buildings and just
I just sat in my little Athenian hotel room with my mom. Like, I just lived the way I live now.
I feel like Greek
like
might have been
6,000 miles away.
Negative experience for you. Like, every time John was outside, he got hit with an octopus.
No, it was weird because everyone would walk up to me and just start blah, 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 blah in Greek. Because, like, over there, I look like John Smith. And I'm just like, I don't speak this. So they're, you know, sometimes they'd be like, oh, Greek American. I get it. Otherwise, they were just dumb. Like, they just thought I was really stupid.
Well,
like, oh, what happened? Why?
For, like, at least horror, things like that. Like, I liked Apostle just because, like, I'm super into cults. And I met a cult. And, or, like, I got to go to a cult.
You met a cult.
I didn't meet a cult, like a unit. So.
They might be listening in.
Oh,
I hope so.
Really?
Who? Oh, no, they're not.
She's being tracked.
You've dealt with an actual cult.
Yes, I have. A friend of mine was able to get out, but they still have family there, so they'll visit and just kind of like. So
you're describing a cult like Pittsburgh right now.
Like,
you're
it,
like, you know,
it is exactly
they got family in the old country.
2 hours south of Pittsburgh, yeah. And they have locations all around the globe, which is very concerning. So seeing a movie about a cult after seeing one, it was kind of like, oh, no, this is real. Like, this is a. It's not like just a fun, like, oh, that's like a monster. That's a werewolf. It's like, nope, these are exist. They thrive. And it's very upsetting in the long run.
This is how I feel about non-WWE wrestling. Like, I feel that's crappy enough. But yeah, you've described, you're like, this exists. Again, a couple hours outside of Pittsburgh. People are into it. It's horrific.
It's super small. Not a lot of people have heard about it either. It's kind
of
like.
What's the name of the cult?
The Bruderhof. Yeah. Of course it's German.
The Bruderhof?
Brother's house. Yep.
The Bruderhof.
Yeah.
Okay, this is just something you took from a cut scene from The Office.
I swear to God.
This is just from
Dwight
Schrute Farm.
Would excel. No joke. They would do really well. But like all the men are like stupid strong because they've had to do
Are
like,
you going
to
tell me about cult leader Moe's? Because I'm on you.
There isn't a singular leader. There's like, it's kind of like a faculty.
Does
like
every boy in the cult, does their last name end with Adiah?
No, they don't. They have some people with religious names. Most are pretty pretty normal, I guess, across the board. There's no like Ezekiel's or anything.
They're not like, oh, here's Archangel Philip and this is Carl.
Like they have a pretty good audio setup, no joke, because they do like a bunch of Skype calls like for the units around the world, kind of. Like there's a bunch.
So there's utter.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them.
Notice how I said utter. It's because of Bruder.
That means
so there's,
brother.
There's That's other Bruderhoffens.
There's multiple Hoffs. There's a good amount in England, actually.
Does anyone hassle the Hoff, or do they?
I wouldn't. Okay. They also have a lot of money, too, which is very concerning.
I don't think they could just sneak in. And this isn't like Scientologists that could just come for you, though. Like,
well, no, we're all
crowd,
too poor. We
with,
are
like,
way
Amish
too
beard.
Poor to be on Scientologists. Like, we cannot afford it.
They really
is fine,
do milk you.
But... Yeah, these people, like...
Before we leave the cult stuff, I'm going to interrupt you real fast. If anyone wants to call in, test our phone setup, 571-749-1141. Again, 571-749-1141. I am now going to spend the next 19 minutes staring at the phone and ignoring your words, so just have your own show.
That's fair. Okay.
So how does the cult avoid the Blue Bloods?
Like the rich people?
The police.
The Poe.
They don't commit any crimes. I mean, if you have... rent and land and you pay for it and you mind your own business, then there's no reason for the
what are the tenets of being a Bruderhofen?
You have if you check out their website, it's creepy because it's very well put together.
They sound very technically
you can look
proficient.
Up they have no like, check out they have a YouTube channel or they have a YouTube video up on their main page. The website looks great, better than anything I've ever made. And they kind of get, they basically get you if you have nothing. They're like, oh, that's okay. You can live in our apartments. You have like food, clothing, shelter. You have a job. You have like protection from the community. Just, you know, you can't leave in a way that's good because if you're born into it, you have no skill sets other than like the hard labor they make you do all day. And you have no way to make money because you don't get paid for your labor. Like everything is sold and like kept by the community. So, that's how they have all this money for like lawsuits and just like keeping things like intact because, you know, if no one has an income.
Oh, my God. This is a great website.
Yeah.
And sorry, by the way, as much as I would like to clown on us for not getting calls, I am a gigantic piece of human fecal matter who had not tweeted that we were live on air. So, again, if you want to call in and discuss the Netflix film Apostle, as we jump to another topic, a cult that Hannah and her family was a part of, Bruderhof. you can call us at 571-749-1141. Again, 571-749-1141. In the meantime, I'm going to go down this Bruderhof website. First thing you'll notice, they do not have stock photos on this piece that feature any people of color.
Oh, there are, though. That's the weird part. They have a lot of, like...
They put the brother and Bruderhof?
They did not. No, we saw... They have a lot of Indian folks. I saw a lot of Asian folks. I did not see any black individuals. But what they do is that they'll go to areas... Like, example, Puerto Rico got hit. They'll send people there to go down and for free just build and, like, help people, like, clean up. And so they do, like, some charity work, which, granted, I've never helped anyone. In a hurricane, but that's how they get people. Like
that's horrible.
Your house is gone. You have no job. Oh, you should come with us. We're a Christian sect that believes in more fundamental values, and you will do great here. Like, your kids will have food and shelter.
Do they believe in blood watering the crops?
No, they didn't do any of that.
Okay, I have found the Pittsburgh location of this, and I am staring at a picture that really looks like an Amish community on one half of the table.
It looks more Amish than not.
And then, an Asian community on the other half of this table.
Like, there's a lot. it was bizarre, which is kind of like when I was watching the movie.
Man, I'm trying so hard to think of some sort of cross-cultural remark I can make.
About Amish.
Between
it,
Amish
it looks
Asians.
Like a very gross porno about to start. Like, it is... Man, they have a lot of locations. Mm-hmm. It really is Amishy.
Like, yeah, it's far more Amish, and I don't think they're anywhere nearly as like nefarious as like Scientology. Like, there's no, they don't have the same shoes, so you don't really need to worry about it.
So why did your friend, air quotes friend named Franna, why did he or she escape the Bruderhof?
Because they wanted a life. You are there forever. You don't have any skills. It's like, do you like woodworking? Do you like woodworking forever? All right, perfect. There you go. But she didn't want to be a part of the community anymore. And it's not like home where you can just kind of leave and like visit every once in a while. It's you're kind of not like the Amish where you're shunned.
Yes.
It's like you really have to keep a foot in, because she has like younger siblings in there still. And there's a couple other people in there that are just like, I'm not trying to specify it, but they have a lot of family there.
His name is Tom Wilson.
Tom
He's
Wilson.
He's a rat.
The
Capitals. Do what you have
true.
To.
Tom Wilson.
Off.
The Capitals player.
The Capitals player,
yeah.
Tom Wilson. How do you think he gets so good
Draw
at punching
and
just
him.
Being an asshole? He just got Netflix, realizing he couldn't have it forever.
Do not
so
bring down
got...
my servers, you skilled hackers, apparently.
Yeah.
You know what? I gotta call BS on you. Hmm. You're saying that all you can learn at this place is woodwork. But apparently they're very good at the technical side of things. You compliment
their audio
setup.
Honestly, this cult would do so much better on the Apostle Island, because the main issue of the movie is they just didn't know how to do basic agricultural like crop rotation.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to farm.
They had to feed blood to a witch
yeah.
to make vines grow. And it felt like Idiocracy.
A little bit.
Like, they're just like, but we're giving the lawn electrolytes. And you're like, no, you can just water your corn.
Yeah. I feel like they would do fine.
But they're prisoners.
Yeah.
I don't think like prisoners coming off of like an English prison would be like, yeah, no crop. I feel like them being like, we could learn how to do crops, or we could just feed blood to this witch. And the prisoner's way out is just like, yeah, blood to the witch.
A fundamentalist of any sort, they're going to know how to like be doomsday prepping all day, every day.
Yeah,
they gotta know how to can. They gotta know how to get those 13-year-old wives. They gotta. That is the one thing I liked about the movie. They showed like kids like fornicating, because it's like, yeah, no, that's what teenagers do, because you work all day. The sun goes down at 3.
I've done this show for 11 years, and that is the worst thing ever said on it. You liked the kids fornicating.
Well, they were like 16. They were like 16, 17, with like another 16,
technically,
like 17.
Children.
Technically,
yeah.
That's 10 years younger than I am.
So you
like
Netflix's newest entry in their kid porn line.
Yeah, I follow your cue. Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, like, the new, like,
always say yes.
New standard for horror movies is now child death.
Yeah, just child death. That's what we were talking about. Kill kids again, because movies, like, for a long time took a step back from murdering kids, and it used to be pretty brutal, and now we're kind of, like, slowly bringing it back, like, ooh, all right.
I think we need to just admit to ourselves that we're desensitized. The killing of any human at any age doesn't do all that much. Start killing the pets.
Ah, that would be good.
No, don't do that.
Exactly. Soft Sam over there. Softy Sam. He can't take it.
Can
you
I
know
be,
what? Get out of the kitchen.
Can I be like, horrible, hard Hannah?
Okay, can I choose it to be like, we watch the killer like walk into another room, but we don't see what happens. We just hear the dog like, shriek.
I hear you. I'm going to counter with a special effect that superimposes the face of whatever animal is dearest to you onto the creature that's killed.
Oh, wait.
Drastically and on screen.
No. We just created a new night terror.
No, Ruby.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I feel like we've reached a compromise and we can roll with that. We'll
like,
start filming tomorrow.
I don't know, like cult and like any kind of like cults and like any kind of like old colonial, everyone always seemed very like prudish. It's like, no, everyone is going at it because there's nothing to do once you did work all day. It's you, everyone you're surrounded by, and your feelings about that. And like, I just kind of liked how you saw two kids just going at it, like, all right, cool, awesome, that would happen all the time. There's nothing else to do. Like, you, what is it, because the cult every night just has to like drip
sacrifice
a lot of
the blood.
Yeah, like that doesn't seem.
Yeah,
bad,
you fill
like,
your blood jar and then you're locked in your room.
I feel like this whole.
So, what'd you think of like the creepy lady under the floorboards, like sucking at the blood?
Like,
did slurping. That get you?
I mean, again, if we're gonna get nuts and bolts about the movie, I didn't like that they introduced her. For those again who haven't seen it, early on in the film, where we see the feeding of this witch, where everyone in the cult, I guess, has to open up their vein and
spill blood in a glass jar
into like a hipster mason jar.
Look, if they
put
just
it outside
kept
their door for the
their
night.
Blood in their body, they would have energy to just rotate the cross.
They are going to die like George Washington did, where it's like, oh my god, I have a runny nose, and they're here's a bunch of leeches.
They also cut open his throat. They tried to do like they're like, oh, he's having a hard time breathing.
I didn't go to med school, but
They opened up like the what's it called? A tracheotomy?
Tracheotomy.
Yeah, they did that to him, and then they just kept giving him leeches, and they bled, like, I think that amount of blood from him. A Starbucks cough, like a Venti Starbucks.
I don't think there's that.
What are you talking about?
It was a lot.
Drinks in here.
A lot.
There's nothing that violates the policy of Fairfax County public access. And if you're interested in learning about anything entertainment related,
it's
and
a
you
good
live
thing we're
in
an audio source too,
the like, DC area.
Anybody could have picked that out if we were on TV. It'd be like, oh, he's lying.
Yeah, no, YouTube is total not happening right now.
If they would have just done that, they'd be, I think, fine for the most part. The Welsh are hardy people. They can deal with like a crappy island.
We'll leave it at that.
But
you thought that was going somewhere.
Did
you like the island period explosion at the end of the movie?
God, he rewound the movie to make that joke.
Yeah, the rock explodes and bleeds menstrual blood everywhere.
How do you know it's menstrual?
I could smell it.
Because
it smelled
like
car keys.
She wailed as she released. Like, it was like blocked up. And
yeah.
All that pressure.
It was either that or a horrific dump the rock butt was taking. But yeah, that's like the half the special effects budget. They blow up like some shale shelf and like just blood starts pouring out of it. Like, I think that's when you know you're making the right choice leaving this island.
I feel like Gareth Evans had to be like, no, we need that. It's just like, no, it wouldn't make sense. He's like, this is a movie about an island that makes witches.
I introduced magic. Because, like, at least in, like, The Raid, he had to kind of keep normal people rules. Like, you can't have any magic.
There's still a shit ton of blood.
No, there was, and that was awesome.
It's fine.
It was great. That's kind of, like, what I liked is, because I like the scene in the movie where he's getting, like, ground up, and he's all, like, hooked into the thing, and I'm like, oh, he's gonna escape before it gets to him. Oh no, he doesn't.
There's some very good graphic violent scenes if that's your deal, and again, worth a viewing. But I can't, if you're into, I guess, period pieces, pardon the pun given what we just said about The Rock, if you're into horror, yeah, why the hell not? I mean, it's Netflix. Like, I hate giving recommendations one way or the other. Get off your lazy goddamn ass. Hit play for 5 minutes. You like it, cool. You don't, go to hell.
I think if you,
season two.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you already like horror movies, you'll definitely enjoy it. But
I
even if you don't, like,
what could be a major subtraction for a film like that for non-horror viewers could be, it's very slow at the beginning.
I think the pacing's deliberate, and it is
I think it's done well, but anybody who wouldn't enjoy it technically.
True.
Like,
they want to see like blood and boobs like right off the bat. Yeah, yeah. They're not going to get that.
Well, they're not going to get boobs.
There was I keep thinking there was one. No, I'm thinking of The Witch where she gets that her like boob pecked out by a crow.
Oh no.
That was the first boob you saw and it was a sad
one.
It was a frown sauce boob.
It was a very frowny
boob. It's good. I like The Witch. Check out The Witch. It's not on Netflix though.
It is.
I'm just imagining.
Yeah. The Witch is on Netflix?
It is.
Why did we even, we could have just done a 45 minute segment of 15 seconds called Watch The Witch instead.
I mean, we agree. Like, that was
an awesome
movie.
But I also feel like The Witch proves that so many people are dead because kids just make stuff up all the time. Like, all Salem witch trials, anything colonial, like, just kids being
I still
like,
hear that goat speaking.
Oh, yeah, Black Phillip, right?
Yeah.
That was his name.
Salem was kind of hot at the end, though, when he wasn't a goat.
What? Didn't you just see, like, a gloved hand or no?
Yeah. No, you saw him. He had, like, a
you
black
saw
beard.
Actual
That's what Hannah
Satan.
Is into, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Hands.
Black gloves. Mm-hmm. Black beards.
Yeah, pirate aesthetic.
I was going to say, it sounds a little lumberjack.
We only saw one hand, so we could automatically assume the other one was a hook.
Full of scurvy. So I could just, like, give them, like, fruit and be, like, their savior. That'd be kind of fun.
I think we can, I'm going to do about 5 minutes on something I can recommend for everyone, and then we can punch out of here. We're free people. I've given you your liberty back, which the apostle couldn't do.
Yeah.
You had to blow up an island and get menstrual blooded to get free in the apostle. I'm just going to do another 3 minutes.
Do you think the blood was just like kind of pooled at the bottom and then it like popped like a pimple?
I'm going to jump on this one. I am so bad at putting things together in the film no correlation that the witch was just eating blood for like millennia, and that was like the stored up blood or whatever. I was just like, oh, the rock's bleeding.
Like they're kind of essentially on like a waterbed, just there's an island.
There's another thing that confused me. They were like, we ran out of food for her, so we started feeding her the animals. I'm like, wait, what were you feeding her before? You're feeding her animals.
Tasty cakes. Actually.
Maybe better animals. Like the animals were sick and gross, so they just kept feeding her like sick and gross.
Feed her rot.
It was initially started off as Taco Bell meat, and then they graduated by the end of it to Five Guys.
I still love you, my $5 crunch box.
I did like seeing the guy get like jack-o'-lantern, though. That was pretty fun.
Yeah,
like,
there's some good graphic violence if that's cool. Your bag.
Like, that's kind of what the director does, like, really well, I think. Like, gratuitous violence, but not in a way where I'm like, this is excessive.
Yeah,
it's kinda like
a guy got what in modern days you would call a hole saw just plugged into his head. And, like, not a small
very
hole saw.
Slow
like,
and crankage.
Yeah, but like an old school drill.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, his dad's going to come back to say, nope.
Yeah, he just died. He dead.
He
die.
Was having a terrible day.
He had him an ouchie.
I do like, though, when the violence does start, it just keeps going, which I'm down with.
It certainly doesn't slow down at all once it starts picking up the pacing.
Which is curious that you like slow, creepy suspenses, but you're not as big of the whole, like, you got hook, hand, jabbed, almost grinded to death via grinder guy. But you're fine with the witch that was very slow and just, like, creepy in tone.
Yeah, he's a complex man. Stop trying to solve him. Just accept him for.
I was
like,
talking about you.
Oh, on a holistic level. I thought we were talking Sam.
No, I was looking at you. You're just looking at your phone.
I was looking to like jump ahead with a little bit of something that I think everyone will love, like because this defies
all
genre.
Tell us, John.
It is a British show that was introduced to me by my friend Carly. Called Super Size versus Super Skinny.
Oh, I love that show.
You know it.
Of course I do.
You can find the entirety of it on YouTube for free.
Really fat people. And really skinny people.
I wonder
why Hannah loves it.
Yeah, okay. When I worked at FPA, I don't have cable.
Oh, that's right. That's like your sexual thing, right?
Always. I'm my own feeder gainer.
Yeah.
The 600-pound life would just disgust everyone around me, which is fine. So this show is, of course, right up my alley. I love it.
You're into suffocation play.
No, because if they're 600 pounds, it's like long-term self-induced, not like into autoeroticism, I guess. That seems like too complicated. Worst case, it's just embarrassing.
Well, I am hurt that you knew about this show and didn't bring it up with me. They take a fat person, like a super fat person, and super skinny person.
More horrible Hannah disappointment.
Yeah, she really. Like hoarding horrible Hannah. Just collecting all the good things for herself, like a troll under a bridge.
Like titles in the
as
name.
As if she was gaining mass.
As if this is a feeder gainer. Self-inducement, which is just obesity.
It's a great show. I can't say enough.
I love the ones where like the really skinny people, like they do make a good point. They're like, this is so much food, and then the large people are like, do you need to drink 19 cups of coffee for breakfast?
I think what cracks me up the most, because they swap diets for 5 days, and we're supposed to assume that they've learned their lesson.
Yeah.
They don't force them to do it for 3 months straight. It's 5 days,
no,
but then they come back.
They bring them back. So we see them being monitored, just
and
not entirely.
It's the most asinine false equivalency that you'll ever see, because they take these women who are just like 10 pounds from being really, like, it's like they have two little ass and two little booby, and they just give them cake. And then it's like, there now, aren't you beautiful? Your skin glows.
That is hyper.
You've got womanly curves. And like,
well,
yeah,
for the skinny people, they all just don't have an appetite. So they just like eat candy all day because they're like, oh, they have the diet of a child.
And they're trained to joyously shove in crap.
So like the fat people, like we're used to whole, like just eat less and, you know, just move around a bit more. For the skinny people, it's like eat a vegetable. Get basic minerals, because they all look like
there's
solo.
A couple of different skinny
people look gross. Like they're both like gross in different ways, but like the skinny people just
but
look
I mean,
like
a couple of the skinny women are like just knockouts that are just too thin, and then they give them 10 pounds worth
they're
of
not
food.
Gonna fuck anybody because they're too like skin. They don't have a libido, they don't have any energy
they
to do anything
break.
They are going to snap.
As long as they just kind of roll over and let me do my thing, we're good.
You would, like, suffocate them. Like, they're too tiny. Like, they're also British, so their bones are already...
Like, I get on top of someone, and then we pretend we're making a snow angel? No, yeah. Doggy or something. I don't know.
I thought you just take your pants off and start playing DS.
Yeah. That's the only way I get off. No, it's just this hilarious... Again, a false equivalency that's established between the hyper skinny, who isn't like 200 pounds underweight, because then they'd be like negative 120 pounds or whatever the hell. And then you have someone who's like, oh, and it's all measured in stone, by the way.
They did a children's episode, and it was upsetting because they had a super fat kid and a super skinny kid, and the super fat kid's, his whole family's fat. It's like, just look at him. He's roly-poly.
He ain't going to get out of it.
But the skinny kid has, like...
It's like the hood. There's no escaping.
The skinny kid has, like, Crohn's and severe, like, dietary, like, reactions in a way. So he's like, yeah, eating is actively painful for me.
What service is carrying this?
Yeah, the UK.
Yeah, BBC Two, maybe something like that. I don't know what their channels are. But the fat
Always
person,
need to be judgmental,
see, their fat
in some
people
way.
Aren't even on our fat. Like, I need to see a lady fat enough to like need to be hosed down like a car.
Yeah, they still have like their porch. Knees. They're able to move. Like, their fat
they're
people are like
fat,
350
yeah.
or something like that. I'm like, that's not fat.
I did see a fat. BBC did release a obese woman's autopsy, and that was. Super gross. I recommend it. It's like an hour or so. So if you have time to go.
Is that on YouTube?
Yes.
All right. So watch that instead of Apostle.
Yeah.
We've established that.
Both are
that's
gross in a very different
treat.
Way. Less blood, ironically, in the fat autopsy report.
All right. All right. I am probably going to truck out of here so I can let someone into their house and make money.
Do your thing.
We're going to do our thing. Guys, I want to thank you for coming in the studio. We haven't been together yet.
Not a problem. Let's
Did
do
you
some
have
other...
fun?
Did have fun. Let's argue about movies some more.
Let's do that.
Or just anything
other
you hold
terrible,
dear.
Or yeah,
just anything you
other
like.
Ideas about John.
Uh-huh.
What other theories? What are you guys selling me to the Brudenhof? Is that what is?
You
being,
would be.
This
sold
is your induction
up
ceremony.
The river.
Oh, I do not. You guys, like, no offense, but you both could do an Amish cult. I couldn't.
You could. I just don't think.
Don't be
anybody
fooled by
would
the beard.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't. Fit into that world. That's not my scene. Everyone, we have Sam Ol Rogers over here. That's his Christian name. If you want to follow him on, what are you active on? Twitter, Instagram? What's your
Insta pretty much just Instagram?
More? Yeah. What's your handle there?
Sam Ol Rogers. SamOlRogers.
Oh, enjoy your two followers. Hannah, where can they stalk you?
They can stalk me on Instagram. H_DUBS and the number 8 for H-dubs.
You should friend her because the real alliteration, the real alliterative handle describing Hannah would be Heavy Hangers Hannah because she's got a whopping pair of double D's, boys. Awooga. Awooga. That's
eyes,
the passion.
Put your eyes back in your head. They're
yes.
scaring me. Put them back in your head.
I am a Tex Avery wolf. I am... My eyes have tied in knots around each other and then exploded.
They're heart shaped.
I took it to Ren and Stimpy with that. I made a boo-boo. All right, and I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Instagram and Twitter. Find the Papa's Basement show on Stitcher, on iTunes, on inpapasbasement.com and youtube.com/papasbasement. If you like the show, Google its name, PAPA_S Basement, and Patreon or Patreon, whatever the hell it's called, and give me money. Your reward at all tiers is nothing, and you will forget, hopefully, that you're paying me and just give me money week after week. It's great. I thank you for your money. Except I don't even get the Patreon money. It goes to like an account that Pete controls, so I need to get that straightened out. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.